Science Center, May 12, 2024.
Hi everyone, welcome and happy Mother's Day. Today, in honor of Mother and Divine Mother, I have a quote from Baba and two quotes from Sat. Mother's love and divine grace. This is from Baba. Embodiments of love. There is no nobler quality in the world than love. It is wisdom. It is righteousness. It is wealth. It is truth. Everything is permeated with love. Everything in the cosmos arises from love, grows by love, and merges in love. Every human being is born from the mother's womb. He is fostered by the mother's love and enjoys many things in life because of the mother. He enjoys all happiness in life because of the mother's love. Hence, there is no higher divinity than mother. Man has to recognize the significance of love and truth, which are fundamental to human existence. The mother represents these two basic qualities. From Sat, the heart of the mother is pure. It is a stream of pure water, going to all directions that are thirsty, all the lands that have been forsaken. The heart of the mother is omnipresent. The heart of the mother is what we call witness, consciousness. It is pure because it is the heart of the mother. We all have different feelings come and go through us. But the heart of the mother is untouched and giving. I want for a moment that all of us just envision this heart that is eternal and infinite and is nothing but love, understanding, and nourishment for every soul in this room and beyond and beyond and beyond. A heart that embraces the whole dream and makes us understand that there is only a dream full of love and understanding. This is why we are here today. Next quote. Tonight, as we go to our silence of our heart, in the whisper of prayer, we acknowledge the Divine Mother. We say, Divine Mother, I acknowledge your energy within myself and your totality as the creation. We take refuge in the understanding that your heart is a heart of love. For our study circle, I brought some blank cards and some gel pens. I'm going to distribute the cards and we have a few options. We can write a few lines to or about Divine Mother, or we can write a few lines about the significance of Divine Mother in our life, or write a few lines about any line or part of these quotes that I just read, and I will read again after I distribute the cards, that resonate with you. Or we can draw our impression of Divine Mother.
Study circle continues after the cards are distributed.
Okay, who wants to go first?
So So this quote resonates with me. It says, we all have different feelings come and go through us, but the heart of the mother is untouched and giving. So this quote resonates because I get good and bad thoughts, healthy and unhealthy thoughts, but when I think about love, when I think about God, the Divine Mother, and when I fill my heart with love, this these bad thoughts, these unhealthy thoughts, they get subdued, or they disappear, and it makes you think of good things and calm yourself down.
So I wrote two of my favorite lines from this quote. When you read the last paragraph, tonight, as we go to a silence of our heart in the whisper of prayer, we acknowledge the Divine Mother. We say, Divine Mother, I acknowledge your energy within myself and your totality as the creation. We take refuge in the understanding that your heart is a heart of love. There is no words beyond that. When you read that, I had goosebumps and the same feeling of the omnipresent, like spreading the love within me and like feeling like I and the Divine Mother are one. And the second line reminded me that I'm in Divine Mother's, Baba's arms and everything is taken care of, just like that feeling of swaying like a baby. It's so beautiful. Thank
so
you.
So beautiful.
I wrote about the same part, so I'm going to read mine. I have a loud voice. Divine Mother, Guru,
you
love.
Can turn it up.
You are an endless, bottomless ocean of love and caring. I am grateful. I only want what you want. What more is there? I don't know. I don't know. I acknowledge your divine energy within my being. This form takes refuge in you. Find solace in your high purpose. I am eternally grateful. Thank you. Thank you. May your will be done. May I always have eyes to see it. You are grace, beauty, perfection. Love, your child.
Divine Mother, I acknowledge your energy within myself and your totality as the creation. I love you so much. Thank you for everything. Stay with me always. Let me feel you always through my consciousness. Thank you, Ma. Happy Mother's Day. I have felt my heart of moment in this week. Thank you so much to this Divine Mother to feel the energy within myself, where my mind and thoughts, it didn't disturb me. I surrender myself wholeheartedly to the Divine Mother to take me to the place where she wanted me to be. And I will be there always, wherever she takes, holding her hand with a happy face. Thank you. The heart of the mother is pure. It is a stream of pure water going to all directions that are thirsty, all the lands that have been forsaken. We all have different feelings come and go through us, but the heart of the mother is untouched and giving. How lovely.
Beautiful.
Divine Mother, you are the light and the warmth and the color of this tree. Without you, this creation is so dark and so cold. the warmth of your sunshine, grows the blossoms of hope and brings a smile to my face. Under the shade of the omnipresent tree of this love, I can rest, I can breathe, I can dance. My Divine Mother, let me that child, worry-free, fear-free, the child who dances under the shower of your grace day and night and rest peacefully at your feet.
Divine Mother, you are forever giving, forever selfless. You know what is the best flow for me, whereas I may not. You are forever caring, forever loving. You are love-filled. There is no trace of anything that is not love inside or outside of you. You trickle only love.
To me, this paragraph, man has to recognize the significance of love and truth, really spoke to me, which are fundamental to human existence. And the mother represents these two basic qualities. Without love, without truth, who would we be? Who would we be?
Heart of the mother is untouched and giving. This heart that is eternal and infinite and is nothing but love, understanding, and nourishment. This has been my experience. I feel that I've been sitting at the feet of the mother ever since I have come to see and receive your love, Sap. And I am so grateful. Thank you so much.
Mother, I was just lost in the bazaar. Thank you for finding me. Thank you for taking my hand. Thank you for introducing yourself to me and cleaning me over and over. This is my prayer to you every single day. Use me as an instrument of your divine love and harmonize me with the highest way of living.
Divine Mother, pure love, your energy within me, I want to recognize it and never even in my imagine forget it and in my ignorance. I know your hand is always on us and you're always protecting us. Thank you for keeping us in your embrace. I just drew this little picture of a nature that I felt that peace and silence. Just sitting under a tree. I don't do myself that you can see.
That's cute.
The feeling that we get when we're meditating or even just sitting in this room, that energy that comes within us.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're a great artist.
Thank you.
So I wrote a very personal letter to the mother, not realizing we were going to read them out loud. So I'm going to keep it that way. But it was full of gratitude and acknowledgement and asking to keep me empty and to continue guiding my life. And unfortunately, I also drew something, and I'm not a good artist. But I just wanted to draw something to me that represented the mother. And I had the most amazing inspiration picture here of Sat offering to Baba. So don't look too closely. But it's a beautiful woman, and she's offering, and she's with flowing water and hearts and a halo on her head.
مادر الهیم، امروز فرصت خوبی است که از عمق قلبم ازت سپاسگزاری کنم. من به انرژی تو در درونم، به تمامیت و کمالت در قلبم اعتماد می کنم. درک میکنم قلب پر از عشق تو تنها پناه و تکیه گاه من است و حضورت شفا بخش همه زندگیم است. خواهش میکنم قلب من را با خودت هماهنگ کن و من را به عنوان ابزاری برای عشق الهیت به کار ببر.
My divine mother, today is the best opportunity for me to express my gratitude from the depth of my heart. Your energy in my being is totality and perfection, and I do trust in that. I understand that your heart is full of love. You are the only refuge for me, and your presence is healing for my life. My request, my humble request is that you help me to harmonize my heart with you and utilize me as a tool or avenue for the divine love, and help me to harmonize my life with the highest way of living, with love and gratitude.
I wrote, "Dearest Divine Mother, thank you for being omnipresent. Thank you for your infinite love. Thank you for embracing us with your grace." And then I drew a sun that is a heart in the middle, because I feel like she's always infinitely shining and pouring love to everyone.
My Divine Mother, my life moves by you. Therefore, I declare that I am nobody and I don't know anything. My life is yours and always has been. Why pretend to be separated from you? I don't even exist. Therefore, we are one.
Anyone from Zoom has any writing?
Dearest Divine Mother, the more I remember you, the more peaceful I am with all the circumstances around me. The more I rely on you, the less I know, and the more trust I feel. The more I ask to be in harmony with you, the more harmony I feel around and within me. The more gratitude I show you, the more gratitude and peace becomes my experience. Thank you, Divine Mother, for your presence and grace in my life. And thank you, Sat, for showing me how to feel and know you. Please stay in my heart and keep reminding me of you.
Kumud, you wanted to read something?
No, I can't read her.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying
can
to
I see it?
I was just trying to figure it out. What is this?
She's saying, Divine Mother, I am under the umbrella of your grace. I know you are with me always. I am your child.
Dear Divine Mother, your love brought light into my life, continues to burn the causes of my pain. Gave me appreciation and gratitude for allowing me to witness perfection of creation.
For me, Divine Mother is very clear. The embodiment of Divine Mother from it. And I was thinking of when you had said in one of the audios for May 2nd, is this a big day for you? If this go to your heart and if this form was chosen for you, then it is a big day. And I was thinking that really everything testifies how this form was chosen for us. The fact that coming here and being so excited to come here and getting like a spiritual renewal to go for the rest of the week, or when we have meditation, or God help if we have time with you. And I was thinking, they all testify that this form was chosen for us. Because if it wasn't, these wouldn't be so significant, so important that you feel like, gosh, I wouldn't survive if I didn't have these. Like, it would be so dark and empty. So when you say go to your heart and see if this form was chosen for you, I take it past just for me a second. Yes, that was a big day. Yes, this form was chosen for me because of how significant it is to be in your presence, to see you, even on live stream or on the chat, or each time we have that time and it stamps, yes, this form was chosen for you because of how crucial it is really to our well-being. I don't even want to just say survival, but to our well-being.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for your appreciation. I think with the grace, divine energy, the grace of Divine Mother, we all have our heart open to goodness of this creation, to the perfection of this creation, to the wisdom of this creation. And at the same time, we cannot get discouraged if the mind thinks things that we think it should not be thinking. Because by thinking that it should not be thinking, you're identifying as an owner of it.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Nidhu.
You're welcome. Thank you, Satchin.